The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Duke.
And Johnson.
Our main host, Ian, is off this evening, so you've got the B team. And Puke, you're
I'm like the Z team, way at the bottom of the list.
In from PukeandTheGang.com, your show that you do. And thanks for sitting in with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for inviting me. I didn't have anything better to tonight. So I was going to watch football, but instead I came here.
Good Lord, they have football tonight?
Yes, okay. Thursday night, man.
Usually that's Thursday. Later on in the year.
I don't know when they went to it because I only really got into football recently in the past couple of years. Obviously, my father was a nut job football fan. I don't know why I say obviously. I'm from the South.
Like, most fathers are.
Yeah, right? And I never really understood it. Then I got into a book series by author Scott Sigler, and I learned how they play the game, the rules and stuff. And I was like, oh, now I know what's going on, and now I find it entertaining. And so as far as I know, they've had Thursday night football for as long as I've been watching, which is about 4 years.
Now I'm worried that because we hummed or sang that song that they're going to come after us because, you know, if you mention the word Super Bowl or anything regards to the NFL, they'll chew your pants off.
I hope they don't listen to Puke in the Gang then because I've played that song as a drop a lot. It's so obnoxious. It pisses off Andrew something good.
Maybe Rodney can save us. Rodney from North Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live. By the way, the number is 855-450-FREE, brought to you by ProXPN. Rodney, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks, guys. I hope you're not the B team. I want to talk to the C team instead. So I just heard your comments about the cop, I guess, who got in trouble for finally doing something bad.
He got arrested.
Yep. So I heard he might not get convicted. But anyway, you know, as a black man, it actually is sort of worrisome that all of a sudden there are all of these, like, shootings, right, by cops. But I think it's been like that all along. We just happen to see it, and so now we believe it.
Rodney, do you have any system that you go by when you get pulled over? Everybody gets pulled over, right?
I don't get pulled over.
You just don't get pulled over.
That's the biggie, yeah. Stay and do the right thing. But I have been pulled over, and I've done the thing where I don't roll my window down a whole lot. But I haven't been shot, so that's good.
Yeah,
that was a plus.
It can be a little unnerving as a black man getting pulled over. But so far, I have been blessed to not catch it, right? You know,
yeah,
my thing is, where are the good cops to police the bad cops? Because that's the only way this gets solved.
That's the old saying, who will watch the watchers?
Indeed.
Right.
So internal affairs.
It's kind of tricky. You put your hands on the wheel, and then they shoot you. And they say you were jumping at them, and they make a lie. And if you don't have a video, it's your word versus theirs.
Amazes me about this situation is this officer got back into this car, I assume, and with the video camera, and I guess maybe it was tamper resistant. I don't know the situation.
Yeah, I wonder, because sometimes that video just whoops.
Lots of times the video disappears.
Look at it this way. Maybe the cop is so used to every cop, you know, it's always justified. Where he jumped in the car, he's lunging for it. I was right.
The guy does lean into his car. There's no doubt about it. He could have been pulling out a dirty bomb for all we know.
I honestly think it comes down to the public opinion since Ferguson, Missouri.
Yeah, I think it does in a lot of cases.
Because it's a white cop and a black guy getting shot who's unarmed. And, you know, I guarantee you it's bad press, and that town's like, oh, shoot, we don't want a Ferguson situation on our hands. We got to fire this guy.
Ready?
Yeah, the tricky thing is, where do you see the black cops shooting the white kids?
You know, interestingly, thanks for the call, Rodney. I appreciate it. Interestingly, there was a case in Utah, Salt Lake City, right after the Ferguson case, where a black cop shot an unarmed white kid and killed him at a gas station, and that didn't get any play. Now, I'm not saying it happens as often. I frankly don't know. The problem is that it's very difficult to get statistics, period, on police shootings. The FBI is the one that tends to collect crime statistics, and their point of view is police officers
do no wrong.
Police officer shootings are justified. Why in the world would we only collect information on unjustified police officer shootings? So the justified ones, we don't really have information on. There
and
are
who
stories,
determines they're justified? Well, the police themselves do.
Right. So we have conducted an investigation. We have decided we've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So were you guys aware that this officer, the guy who shot this guy, Officer Gruber, was already a holder of a Medal of Valor for his past actions in basically being trigger happy?
Nope. I have seen departments give medals to officers in many cases to sort of cover up.
Yeah, after an incident, they're like,
yeah, this will smooth things over.
Exactly.
We've decided he's valorous. Let's go to Greg in Brooklyn. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about economics.
Ah.
You guys know I call in. Well, Mark knows. I call in once in a while, and I talk about sort of my views. And you often ask, what are my views when it comes to these things? Because they are not exactly anarcho-capitalist. And so
yes,
I kind of
indeed.
Wanted, yeah. And so I kind of wanted to lay out what I think is my narrative of, let's say, what happened in the 20th century and what's going on now. But to do that, I would have to like talk for like 2 minutes. Is that fine?
2 minutes? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So, essentially these are not my ideas. They're taken from from economists. And so there's this economic hypothesis.
There's no such thing as a unique idea, Greg.
There it is. So, there's something called a three sector hypothesis or a four sector hypothesis. It basically says that an economy goes through different stages where first, you know, there's the farming and mining. You got like the raw materials.
They're just dragging things out of the land.
Exactly. Then you have manufacturing. Then you have sort of products being made in the service industry. And maybe there's a fourth sector of like intellectual production, like movies and software and stuff like that. So you can see the American economy under capitalism going through essentially these sectors, but eventually being disrupted by either automation or just better technology. So, for example, Joseph Stiglitz makes this point that before the Great Depression, 20% of Americans, 1 in 5 employed Americans, worked on farm-related jobs. Today, 2%. So
right.
That was a big disruption.
Basically, farmers are operators of giant pieces of machinery. They sit on their butts and listen to talk radio all day.
Could be. At some point, machinery, right, makes it, that's the point of automation,
yeah,
is to make less humans need to do the work. So it was basically, if you look at the fundamentals of the economy, it was interesting. Before the Great Depression, there was basically a giant disruption. Machinery, and people were out of work. And if you read novels like Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath and stuff, you
sure
know that they basically would migrate to the cities, and this transition took like a decade, where they migrated to the cities. You needed to build factories and you know, basically re-educate everybody and create jobs, and now it became a manufacturing environment. But in the transition, there was a huge shock to the economy, demand shock for human labor. Now,
waiting for you to cite Upton Sinclair.
well, I'm just going to jump. Basically, after World War II, most of Europe was bombed out. Most of Japan was dealing with their problems, us throwing an atomic bomb on them. So
every manufacturing country in the world besides the United States and Canada.
Exactly. And so we got Detroit. We got the car manufacturing industry. America was manufacturing more than the rest of the world combined at some point.
It had to supply the rest of the world. They didn't have factories to. They had to build factories to even put the machinery that the United States would build in them.
Exactly, and we helped other countries. We gave them loans, but in the meantime, our manufacturing was world class. So we're, you know, so everybody was buying our cars and stuff like that. Now, fast forward.
I know you're going to bring this around for me, Greg. I'm going to hold on to you and hear what you've got to say here in a moment. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the Pro-XPN call-in lines. 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you want. Here on this live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark,
Puke,
and Johnson.
855 450 free. ProXPN does bring those call-in lines to you, and if you value your online privacy, ProXPN is a global virtual private network. It allows you all of your online data to be encrypted even before it gets to your internet service provider. You know that your internet service provider keeps records of every site you visit and every search you do for at least 6 months, in some cases up to 5 years. What you don't know is to whom they're willing to give that information and what it takes to get it. Because we know that they'll just turn it over to many government agencies for whatever reason, with the implementation of, I don't know, Obamacare. Maybe this will be important. I don't know. But I can tell you that information can easily be misconstrued. And that's the reason you want to use a service like ProXPN, to give yourself privacy on the internet. It's like a prophylactic for the internet.
That's why I only look for porn on the internet.
One account works for all your devices. It works for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. You can have there's no need to have a separate device or account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and you'll get 50% off of an annual account. That's almost $5 a month through FTL50. You'll get a savings for the lifetime of the account, no matter which premium account you go with, and it doesn't just go away after the first year or whatever. So you keep it for the lifetime of the account. If you use coupon code FTLBTC, and pay with Bitcoin, you'll get 62% off the annual account. So it's even a larger savings if you're using Bitcoin. Again, with the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access. They don't know where you're coming from.
Yep.
You live in Omaha, you can use the server out of Singapore.
So I recently actually got myself one of these fancy ProXPN accounts to play with, and one of the first things I did to test it out was offend international governments by by watching the BBC. It was very fun to be able to go and actually watch there, because they have this, their own website, the BBC iPlayer, where you can go and if you live in the UK, you can go and watch TV shows. It's
only
like streaming,
if you live in the
only
UK.
If you live in the UK. So if you can trick them into thinking that you're coming from a UK server, which
they
do
have a London,
ProXPN.
They have a London server.
They do.
So it's go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50 or promo code BTC, depending. So there you go. Let's go back to Greg in New York. Now, Greg was talking about his vision of how the world can be a better place. And he was, sort of moving us through the timeline of a maturing economy. And I think we got somewhere stopped off in the industrial age. Is that about right, Greg?
Yeah. We were talking about how after World War II, the U.S. was not left with any significant competition around the world for manufacturing. And that was a good time for the U.S. Lots of jobs were created. New sector definitely prospered. And, of course, you got...
The unions did great. The unions did great.
Yeah, and that's what I was just about to say. The unions sprang up, definitely wanting to get the share of that wealth. And then basically what started happening was, once again, technology made things more... efficient. And one of the things that, I guess you could say the factory owners, the capitalists, the top, saw is that, with all these unions and Americans having a high cost of living, if we could stretch our supply chains overseas, if we could outsource a lot of these jobs, then...
They decided to go for cheaper labor costs.
Exactly. So now, over the next few decades, technology has improved to such a point, and logistics have improved, that Americans are really started to get, the average worker would start to get in the race to the bottom, you could say, with the rest of the world. So the rest of the world makes $70 a day on average. And Americans,
right, and so if you want to compete against somebody who's making $70 a day, you're going to have to be in that realm, right? Now, the United States is manufacturing more than it has ever manufactured in its history. But there's not nearly the amount of people working in manufacturing that there used to be.
Exactly. So it's not just outsourcing, but it's also automation. And definitely we have a lot more robots. In fact, Apple...
They're taking our jobs!
initially Apple was happy. It was proud to be made in the USA. All the Macs, all those computers were primarily made here. And then they quietly made it so that all the iPhones are, assembled in Foxconn and other areas around the world and shipped here. So it's very interesting how even, a company like Apple that was proud of creating stuff in the USA just said, and actually the Steve Jobs said, the jobs are not coming back. So that was very interesting. You could read an interview with that. So my point is that now I just read a piece recently that said so the same thing is with the farm jobs. Back then, a quarter of the working population was working in manufacturing. This was like in the 60s, 70s. Now, 1 in 10. So once
again, Greg, you're going to have to give me your vision of the future here. We've got about a minute left.
Okay, very quickly. So now we have IP is the biggest export of the U.S. So we have a big IP lobby, and that's why we have, you know, trying to make treaties around the world. I think we need safety nets to protect against demand shocks, because people who are working in the country, we may create new jobs, but in the meantime, to prevent a lot of people, that's the wages are where the demand comes from. So if unless you want to go into a spiral where people have no money to buy things, which leads to less money in the system, you need at some point to have fiat currency to give out to people to weather those storms, and so the banks can give it out to entrepreneurs.
The problem with things like welfare and fiat currencies and stuff like that is that you have to force people to participate. Many people don't want to participate, and the difficulty is that it saps incentive, right? Like, you know, if I can stay at home and make $2,000 a month, then I'm probably not going to go to work at a job that pays me $2,000 a month, because why should I? And the difficulty is that in order to keep something like this going, you have to essentially force, at the point of a gun if necessary, the productive class to do business where you are. We can see the productive class is leaving for places like Jersey and Isle of Man and Cayman and, Panama and a variety of different places.
I just want to say one thing, and then you can answer after I get off the phone. I just want to say, you know, remember when, who said, I think it was Roosevelt, that the only thing you have to fear is fear itself. When the money supply is shrinking, and right, so if everybody does what they want in their own interest, what actually happens is spiral effects. They will actually make a run on the bank. They will actually not invest. And so if everyone does what is in their interest in that situation, they'll actually make the situation worse. I know it's counterintuitive, but at that point, as you say, forcing people to give up some again, it's not forcing. You're printing fiat currency, which is borrowing from the future. You're not forcing anyone to give that money.
Greg, you're suggesting that the human animal is livestock and needs to be managed. The problem is that it's going to be managed by other humans, and they're just as corrupt, and they have the same corrupt market forces that are going to cause things like runs on banks and other market failures to occur.
It's just a system. It's group psychology. It's not.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So far, it hasn't worked. Thanks for the call, Greg. I just err on the side of human freedom. I just make moral choices. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. What do you think? 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the Pro XPN call-in lines. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Puke.
And Johnson.
Puke, how did you get that name?
Filled a tuba with vomit in high school.
Filled a tuba with vomit.
13 gallons. You ever seen Poltergeist?
You did not fill anything with vomit.
Just
13
like that.
Pounds. No.
The doctors didn't know how it happened.
I refuse to believe that.
You should not believe
that. I'm so disturbed by that that I think I'm going to need a vacation in Walt Disney World to recover. Ian and I are heading off to CoinsInTheKingdom.com. It is an event at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. We're going to be there along with lots of other Bitcoin folks.
And horrible children.
Well... yeah, that's on the Monday they're going to...
Oh, you're one of those breeders, though, aren't you? So you
I do have a child. Yep.
Yeah.
I will not be taking my child. No.
No, well, that's
the
good.
Real reason is because Ian and Mark are showing their true loyalty to monarchism.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
well, because it's the kingdom.
Yes, there you go.
You say what you want about a monarchism. Interestingly, Canada stuck with the Queen for a long time, and things aren't so bad there.
Although this monarchism is appropriately themed in cartoons.
Cartoons and money.
The Digital Chamber of Commerce will be there, Cryptocurrency College Network, lots of Bitcoin speakers. It'll be a great Bitcoin event. It's a Bitcoin party is what it's billed at. At the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October the 4th. Through Monday, October the 6th, we'll be there the 4th and 5th for the weekend event. Tickets are only $60. $60. cheap. Hotel rooms, $99 a night. Kids under 12 are free. Funds mandatory. Come celebrate Magic Internet Money at the Magic Kingdom. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Magic Internet Money.
Coinsinthekingdom.com. Let's go to Alma calling in Georgia. Calling in from Georgia, excuse me. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you, sweetie. A couple of things. Since I was listening to the other thing, I want to say this now. My son is a CNA. He worked at a nursing
home. What's that?
For
Certified nursing assistant.
And worked his butt off. He got down to 113 pounds, so I pulled him out of there. I mean, he saw stuff that I tell him, not, I don't want to hear no more of it. But what I really called about was, I called my radio station today and said they better not take y'all off of my station because
you're
you. The last station I have on this radio station. They
the last show?
Everybody else off but the government speakers.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to do if I lose y'all.
Well, if you and other folks continue to call the stations, Free Talk Live makes it easy for radio stations. Alma, I do appreciate the call.
I called him, and he finally goes, I got to go to supper. So I know he's a Southerner, so I can deal with Southerners. You know?
You know, we're from Florida, so it's a funny thing.
My husband's from Florida, but his mama's from Maine. And I call him a Yankee, and he wants to hit me all the time because I call him a Yankee.
You know, being from Georgia, somebody who's born from Floridians and Mainers, they are Yankee.
Everybody in Florida's a Yankee.
That's what I'm saying. I call it Yankee-occupied territory within 20 miles of the coast in Florida.
You got it.
Indeed. Alma, thank you for the call. 855-453. So what is it about Southerners? Explain to me, Johnson. You moved to Florida from Connecticut. Southerners, they're rigorously tribalistic about what's Southern, what's not Southern, and
Florida is not Southern.
It has to have something to do with that Confederate war.
Unless maybe but if you're in the
like
panhandle.
A Southerner.
Well, you're not.
Not by many Southerner standards.
You could maybe pass for being a Southerner if you're
too
like Jacksonville
south.
Or North, maybe.
Well, or the center of the state. I mean, if you're from Bartow, son, you're Southern.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're out in, like, the swampland, then you kind of count, too, you know, if you're...
I've hunted alligators with my bare hands, and what do I got to do to be Southern?
Really?
Yes.
When did you do that?
Prison. We were in the... You know, this is a good story now.
Yeah. No, I'm intrigued.
I worked at the nursery, which was outside of the work camp, and I'm not going to reveal
the
names
child
at this
nursery?
Point. No, this is a... clearly, they did not have convicts taking care of children.
Hey, I don't know.
I didn't
could be prison kids.
No, this is the growing flowers kind of thing. We had an opportunity to sort of this large area that was kept by the convicts for the purpose of sort of growing flowers and beautifying and that sort of thing. And alligators would sometimes come into this lake area, and we kind of learned, hey, you know, you can supplement your food diet here by doing a little hunting. So we'd catch the little lizards, and we'd throw them out to the alligators. And the alligators would get used to this, these little snacks that we throw. And then you catch a little lizard, and you hook him, because you get a hook from somebody somewhere, and you have it on some string, and then you got yourself a gator, you bring him in, and
make him stew.
Well, this is like a little gator, I'm assuming.
Four Fairly feet little. Was the largest.
Okay. Ooh, that's not that small.
Not small, but it's not too big either.
It's not too
I've
big.
I've got
you don't want to get bit by it.
Yeah, no, I've got a gator story of a gator that could have taken me out. I went to an art school, and there's like a river that goes near the school, and this is in Sarasota, and one of the classes that I took was like a 3D, like a sculpture kind of class, but it was like 3D design or something like that, and I'm out behind this 3D design studio, and I was building a sculpture out of like wire and cloth or something like that, and I'm just looking around, and I'm like, oh, and I thought that this was a sculpture, and I walk up on it, and I thought somebody had made a three-dimensional sculpture of an alligator.
This would be a really great story.
Because some of the sculptures at the school, you know, some of the things that they were making are
really great art school.
Really great art school, and some of the things that were there are fantastic. So I absolutely thought that this was a sculpture, because it was way up on land, and I'm like thinking that, you know, because there's all these other sculptures around, and I thought, wow, somebody did a really good job in this gator sculpture. And I'm like walking up to it, and I'm right up on it. Like my face is like, I'm face to face with this alligator.
You are expecting this art.
Right. I'm expecting this art until the art blinks at me.
And that's
when I'm like, whoa! Like, I jump back. And somebody's like, cause it was a simultaneous kind of event where somebody's like, dude, that's not a sculpture, that's a real alligator, and it blinks at the same time that that person finishes their sentence, and me having the realization that, like, I'm standing face-to-face, and this was probably like a 6 or 7 foot alligator. I mean, it was bigger than
Good enough.
It was definitely, and it was bigger than me, like, without the tail, you know, like, just the body and head of this thing was probably about my size, and then there's the tail. But I jumped back so fast, and the thing didn't move, but... Wow. I mean, it just sat. It was sunning itself. I mean, it was just sunny day out, and it was there, and it was
They're generally not going to do anything. They don't care for humans. Nope. Don't matter to them much at all. But this is what I tell the Yankees up here. You know how you feel about moose? That's how I feel about alligators. The way you feel about alligators, that's how I feel about moose. Right. I do not want to meet one of these creatures in the woods. I want nothing to do with them. And they are actually mean. You know, they actually will do something to you.
Right,
An alligator generally isn't going to do anything to a full-grown human or even something close to a full-grown human. Your dog or your kid, you ought to watch out. But... Now, crocodile, that's an entirely different story. That's one of God's most evil creatures. You don't want to be anywhere near that thing when it decides that it wants to go after something. But, alligators, not that big of a deal. Right. As long as you're not messing with
them. Big floating logs.
So, Johnson, you brought in this story, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It's here from Huffington Post, and it's explaining white privilege to a broke white person.
Are we going to get to that? I mean, do we have time to cover this? Because I brought in another story that's a little bit shorter that might...
Well, go for it if you got something shorter.
We might be able to actually cover...
I'll post it anyway.
Although now I've lost the story.
It's riveting.
Yeah. It's so about
if you had more white privilege, you
would
have
had it. Yeah, here we go. I got it. So this one's from CBS. And a father said his son is being suspended for standing up to a bully.
Huh. Okay. Well, you know, in this day and age, you do anything in school that, you know, with zero tolerance. I guess I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hear about it in a moment. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
the human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We might be able to squeeze you in here if you call quickly enough, 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype, usernames lrn.fm. You know, we have archives going back. I told you earlier that Free Talk Live has been live every day of the week of the year for years going back.
Been a decade yet?
Not live every day for a decade, but we have been around for 12 years.
Yeah.
I can't believe Ian and I have been fooling around pretending to work for 12 years. But you can go get archives of the show back when we had real jobs, actually, when we first started. It goes way even back to that. Archives.freetalklive.com. We give it away for free. It's archives.freetalklive.com. And you can just go ahead and download to your heart's content. If you have a job where you can listen to audio, or you know, you exercise, work in the garden, commute, these kind of things, you can listen. A lot of people will listen, as a matter of fact, at higher speeds so they can listen to more programming for a period of time.
And it sounds ridiculous.
It can, but you know, people do it. So let's go to the phones. We've got Moses calling in from Tallahassee. Moses, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes. Again, this whole shadow government, Illuminati and whatnot, you know. And
what?
It all starts back from my research with the founding fathers being Masons and so-called being Christian and having slaves. And the, you know, the preamble saying that all men were created equal and by our creator with unalienable rights. But you got slaves. So, I mean, you just a politician. They were just the same politician talking, you know, saying one thing and practicing something else.
Yeah, it's fascinating what must have been going on in the minds of people that can say that all men are created equal. This was written by Thomas Jefferson, who owned people.
Yes.
I mean, just
and it
fascinating.
Women, too.
Now, I've got to interject here. Totally left field question, Moses. Being from Tallahassee, part of the South or not?
I guess it's Southern Baptist, so it's part of the South.
Okay, so you would consider yourself in Tallahassee as being a Southerner. What about places like Sarasota or Tampa?
Sarasota, Tampa.
Palm Beach or Miami.
The mind state of middle Florida and Florida and all the way down is different from North.
It's
Florida.
Essentially New York, right?
Yeah.
You're essentially living in New York if you're in the middle of the state.
Yes.
Not South, Mark. Not.
Say what you want.
Where were you incarcerated, Mark? Where were you?
You mean where were the towns?
No, where were you in the state?
Brevard Correctional Institution in Avon Park, Florida, and
which is near Miami, right?
Brevard's near Cocoa Beach, and Avon Park is in Avon Park.
I don't know where Avon Park.
Sebring,
is.
Sebring, okay. Near Sebring.
Yeah, so you're still in New York.
I disagree.
You were imprisoned in New York with alligators.
I want to hear what Moses has to say. Moses, let this guy monopolize your time.
Well, I really enjoy you guys' show. I like to listen quite often.
Thanks so much. So what do you think one can do about this whole Illuminati issue? I mean, one thing's for certain, rich people want to control the world. What does the average person do about it?
Well, again, it's a search for spiritual growth, I think. It's, again, we're caught up in the illusion of materialism and, you know, and I guess, you know, again, a lot of wants and needs and lust and stuff, but once you learn to master thyself and learn how to heal thyself and, you know, to know thyself, you know, then some of these illusions will fade away and all this, you know, the big governments and, you know, they will sooner or later realize that the power of the people is not concerned with the rat race.
Thank you for your advice, Moses. It's advice that's as old as history, honestly. You know, the control yourself first. And the world will follow?
Well, I don't know about follow, but, yeah, I mean.
Oh, you'll view it differently, if nothing else.
Control yourself, and you'll probably get shot by a cop on accident. Yeah, who knows?
Hope not. So, Johnson, I'm willing to say that places like Sarasota and West Palm Beach and Miami and these kind of things, you know, Miami has a completely different sort of Caribbean flavor, but let's exclude Miami. But places along the western and eastern coasts of Florida are Yankee occupied territory. No problem. Now, however, having been born there, I'm aware of this, and I, you know, say to myself, well, but I'm from here. Everybody else is from someplace else, but I'm from here. So I can say to myself, you know, I'm Southern, even though everybody else is.
All I know is what I was told by people who are from the actual South, people who are from Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina. They were like, Florida is not even close to being Southern.
Yeah, but you can...
I'm not sure it could just be, you know, like... state nationalism or whatever, state, you know, like statism for their, you know, little area and pride in our state.
Yeah, taking pride in the fact that you were randomly born wherever you were born. But.
Right, well, and obviously you are, but there are plenty of people in these places that will say, oh, those Southerners aren't real Southerners. We represent what Southernism is. And all they're saying is that the culture is a little different there than it is elsewhere. And that's all true and fine. But, I mean, ask yourself, like, places that didn't secede but are south of the Mason-Dixon line. How about West Virginia? Is West Virginia Southern? It's south of the Mason-Dixon line, but did not secede during the Confederate, you know, with the Confederates.
Well, and if you take the interstate right down.
And if they sound Southern.
The second you drive into Virginia across the state line, there's a store with a giant Union, no, not a Union Jack, but a Confederate
Stars
flag.
And Bars, yeah.
Some store there. You know, well, it's like a liquor store or something. You're like, wow. This is much farther north than I thought, but it's a very southern vibe.
Many southerners will display the Second Virginia battle flag as a sort of, you know, saying that I'm from the south.
Right.
It's pride. But for me, I don't really, you know, I don't believe in displaying it because it can make people feel bad. I think that, you know, some people will view a Confederate flag and they'll say, there's a racist in that car.
Yeah.
I don't particularly want that put upon myself, although I think that the Confederate flag is, among flags, the most attractive of them. I wouldn't display it.
Right.
And I understand the sort of cultural thing that people feel there, but I think it's more the underdog situation.
Yeah, perhaps.
Like, we lost, we were treated badly for decades, and the South will rise again. We're not sure what we're going to rise over, but we're going to rise. Like, what do Southerners have to be upset about these days?
I don't know. Oppressive humid weather.
Right.
That's the main thing that I hated when I lived in Southern Georgia. But
usually the tax situation is better in the South.
Not bad.
If you look at the state of education in the South and the state of the economy in the South versus everywhere else in the country.
But that doesn't have anything to do with it doesn't have anything to do with the federal government.
No.
Most education financing comes through the state or comes through the local municipality. Mm-hmm. So if people don't want to, you know, on a municipal or state level, fund education, then who's to say? Alabama had an interesting idea. They went with the whole lottery thing like so many states did. But they saved, they set aside the money for specifically college scholarships. That way, in Florida, they set the money aside for education, but really they're just moving money around because they'll remove as much money from the education budget as they put in from the lottery. So it's just pencil whipping the taxpayer, these suggestions. So
South is way too churchy as well.
Yeah, I think that some people would claim that, but there's nothing that still has nothing to do with the federal government.
No, I guess no.
The Midwest is probably worse than the South is.
That could be.
You're kind of you were born in Arkansas.
Northwest
kind of
corner.
All that
next
mixed together with some weird cult that you were raised in, right, Pew?
That is correct. Yeah.
Arkansas is where they have religious tornadoes, right?
Yes.
Tell
Bible's
us real quick.
What's
the name of the cult that you were raised in?
Worldwide Church of God is what it was called, and it was very popular in the 70s and 80s.
Interesting. Let's go real quick. Thomas calling in from West Virginia.
Hey!
Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. West Virginia, north or south?
It's west.
Hello.
Hey, Thomas. West Virginia, north or south?
I'm from the southern part of West Virginia.
No, I'm asking you, is West Virginia north or south?
Oh, definitely south.
That's
so y'all consider yourself Southerners.
Well, the northern part of the state a little different, but they're still Southern.
I think you're going to get a different answer from everybody.
What I was really wanting to address was you're talking about the economy of the South, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, and how the federal government doesn't affect it. Well, with the president administration we have right now in the federal government, I don't need to say the president's name or anything. We all know.
45 seconds.
Well, he has a war against coal, and coal is probably the biggest one of the biggest financial institutions of West Virginia.
In West Virginia, that's an accurate statement.
In West Virginia.
We need better technology to handle particulate matter in the burning of coal. Thomas, thank you for the call. I think that Thomas did point out something that
we need nuclear power, right? That's what I got.
Nuclear.
That's what I said.
Nuclear. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Gun ownership, about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.